Satnam, hello?
Satnam.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Satnam.
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 This is fabulous. Everybody really arrived all at once. Everybody's on the line. This is great. So I heard Satnam, I heard Sadnakar. Who else is here?
Guru Ravi.
Guru Ravi?
Yes.
Onkar.
Onkar?
Yes.
Amrit and who?
Har Kamal Kar.
Say it again.
Har Kamal.
Har Kamal Kamal?
Yes.
Welcome, dear. And who
Thank
else?
Thank you. Mom.
Who else?
Suzanne Smith.
Hi, Suzanne.
Hi.
Hargovan's in here.
Hi, Hargovan. Welcome.
How you doing?
Good, good. And who else?
Rahman and Tomas.
Oh, welcome, dears. And who else?
Steve Munder and Jasper Carr.
Say it again.
Hadi Munder and Jasper Carr.
Oh, welcome, welcome. Glad to have you. Have you heard from Lucinda?
I don't have anything new.
Okay. Okay, good. Well, thank you very much. Who else is here?
Hello, it's Hari Inder.
Hari Inder, welcome.
Thank you.
And who else? Okay, well, I'm proud of you all. You really showed up right on the dot. That's great. Okay, so let's now begin long, deep breathing. And relaxing while you're doing the long, deep breathing. Sometimes these days are not so relaxing, so let's just take this time to relax. Now, keep up. Eyes at the third eye point. Spine is straight. Palms together at the center of the chest. Feet flat on the floor if you're in a chair or sitting in easy pose. And we're going to tune in with our mantra to tune into the light, to tune into the infinity that expresses itself on Earth. Or in creation. And inhale now. Breath. And now begin heart breath. That is, doing long deep breath from the belly through the nose. And on the exhale, feel as though the air is coming out of your heart center. Now, Babaji has sent it to all the, he calls it the ring-a-ling-lingers. That means that everybody who is celebrating the holidays or everybody who is trying to celebrate the holidays. As you know, it can be quite a challenge for people. Or it can be quite an upliftment. And bring that joy, now bring that joy of neutrality to yourself. To yourself. Continue heart breath. And let your own heart expand. Living the coziness of the neutrality. Yeah. And expand it. What he's showing me now, keep expanding, is that as you expand this coziness, it is that other people sort of live in this sort of beautifully perfumed, vaporous cloud, and it makes them happy. So expand this beautiful heart of yours, the joy of it, the neutrality of it. Remember, you have that capacity. Know it and believe it. And inhale. And exhale. And breathe. And breathe. Okay, so Baba Siddhi Chand is here. He is very relaxed. It's like he's on the beach. I think, yeah, it's like he's on the beach. Okay. So, sir, what do you have to tell us today? He says, I have nothing to tell you. Oh, okay. Okay, so, sir, how are we going to spend this time together? He says, you're going to relax. Okay. So he says, if you were sitting in a chair, just put your feet up. Just lean back. He says, relax. If you're sitting on the floor, he says, lie down. He says, it's time to relax. He says, in this hectic time, so few of you just relax and understand who you are. He wants you to do long, deep breathing. He says, this is not a time to get worried about anything. He says, he understands that there are things that worry you. He says, but are they going to help by your being worried? He says, heck no, they're going to get worse. He says, you may put your attention on them, but please be sure that it is your neutral attention. By that, he doesn't mean that you disregard things, that you shove things under the rug and so on. No. That's not what he's saying. He says, plenty of things come to us that need our care, that need our attention, that need our working out in the most profound way. He says, there's a number of sort of funny noises. So if you could do star 6 to mute yourself, then later on it would be good if you could press star 6 again to unmute yourself. Okay. I just get distracted real easy. Okay. Thank you. Okay, so now he's saying, he says, please divest yourself of the worry. He says, the worry will bring more worry. He says, you don't need that. He says it's a vicious cycle, because when you worry, you're trying to get out of the fear, and yet you're putting yourself in it even more. So he's asking you to just let go. Breathe, breathe now. Breathe on the breeze, he says. He says, that's why he's on the beach. You know that beautiful breeze that comes off the beach? He says, let's breathe that beach breeze. He says, in anything that is worrying you, whether it's a little tiny thing or it's a great big thing or it's a world situation, whatever it is, let it come up. He says, but you stay in your breathing the breeze. He says, you let it come up. And you allow your breath to permeate it. Just allow your breath to permeate that situation or that thing. Keep up. He says, okay, now as you do this in a very relaxed condition, allow the core of what's bothering you to come up and express yourself. It may not be what you thought it was, or it may be. Just let the core of it come up. But come up in a very neutral feeling. On the breeze. Good, keep up. And now he's saying, let the truth of what that is all about. Let the truth of it, let that come up and present itself to you. Breathe on the breeze. Okay, good. And now he says, let the solution come up. Let the solution come up. You might, by the way, you might want to be writing these down so you don't forget. Let the solution come up. See yourself allowing the solution to occur or taking the initiative to move the solution through. You might want to write it down. Good. And now feel yourself relax into the lap of the solution. Just feel yourself relax into it. Good. Okay, now he says these times, stay relaxed as I talk. He says, these times are given to us for a very special purpose, and the special purpose is to understand how to not be cheated by life. He says, you all get into these things, these harangues, these worries. He says, and what you do is you cheat your own self of your life. He says, imagine that. Imagine that. Your life is going up in smoke. Your life is being crushed out of you because of these situations, be they old habitual ones, whether they be new ones that are, ringing your bells. He says, understand that you don't have to live in that. He said, even if the whole countryside is in war, you do not have to live in this very crushing, short-sighted, strangling arena of life. He says, my darlings, you are here not only for your own peace, for your own beauty, for your own experience of the God that you are, not only for the experience of the God that you are, but you are here to hold other people's hands, other expressions of the God light, hold their hands and allow them to be kind and cozy with you as well. Sometimes it means setting your boundaries, he says, for your boundaries to be fruitful, it is very important that the boundaries not be set in fear, but be set in kindness, be set in kindness, so that you allow a kindness, a respect, he says, a whirlwind of desire. What does that mean, sir? A whirlwind of desire. It means a whirlwind of whirlwind of intentions to live in peace and coziness, to abound in you and to spread like water seeping into the earth, to allow that to spread to what you call others. He says, in fact, they are your own veins and arteries. He says, we've talked about this before. He says, we all here on earth think of ourselves as individuals. He says, especially that's the American way. And in some ways, it's been very healthy. He says, in order to come out of an oppressive group consciousness. He says, so the American experience has been healing in very many ways. He says it's not only the American consciousness, but it has spread throughout the world, throughout Asia and so on as well. He says, but now it is time to go even further. Now it is time to go even further. He says to explore the capillaries of consciousness. And those capillaries of consciousness means that we are of a certain conscious realm. That we who call ourselves human are of a certain conscious realm that has, he says that it can have a migraine ability. So what he's, and as you know, migraines have to do with the, a great deal of tension. He's asking us now to ease through that, to let the ease flow out in our what you might call group human consciousness, to allow the ease to occur, to open the flow among all of us in the most kind and conscious way. He says, if we are consistent, he says, if we, as the bringers of light, as Yogi Bhajan has called us, the teachers, if we are consistent and allow the power to flow through us, then it can much more easily seep into the group consciousness and allow those who are very tight, worried, overbearing, controlling, allow them a much safer place to relax in. He says others have done it for us, and now it's time for us to join the whole group. He says there's a whole gang of us. He says in what we call times past, he said, of course, you know there is no such thing. There is only the holy present. He says, but as we live in that consciousness, it spreads, it absorbs, it acts as a soft bed and a coziness. He says, you know, in a spring rain, in a fine spring rain, not the hard kind, but the very soft kind, do you recognize that coziness? He says that smell, that fragrance of Mother Earth. He said, that is the grace penetrating the ground. He said, that is also your, he says, use that as your symbol, your analogy for your own consciousness permeating the holy ground of nature. He says, ease is who you are and what you are. In other words, it allows the finest essence of you, the most deeply experienced essence of you, to flow within this culture, within this nature, within this openness of life. He said, and actually that's what you yearn for. Sometimes you might feel confused that you feel a deep yearning, but you don't know what it is. Sometimes you feel, I just want to be with God and I want to drop all of this other stuff. He says, oh, my dears, what you're really looking for is union of the earth with the, he calls it the exploratory ethers. So what does that mean, sir? He means that with this earth consciousness that is not wound up like a tight top, we can ease into the reception of union with what we call higher forces. He says that's not quite a correct concept. but he's talking about the purity. And the purity means that which flows, that which is in ease, that which we would call elevates. But we are looking for the union of what we would call the earth and the heaven. He says, so do it now. Do it now. Flow in your ease. Flow in your ease. And relax so totally and completely. He says, this is when the light can flow. And this light, he says, flows faster than the light that comes to your visual eyes. He says, but it feels soft. He says, it is what you would call electric, but it does not burn. It flows, it feels like cozy warmth. Be in your body, be totally in your body, be of the earth, and now allow the earth to be permeated totally and entirely with this coziness, this ease, this light. He says, this is the return of the light for which you seek. He says, you are one holiness in it, and you search for it high and low. He says, but in fact, my dears, it is right here. It is only for you to relax enough that you may experience it. That's what it's all about. Relaxing to experience this union, this light, the return of the light. He said, of course, this is what we are celebrating today, the day after winter solstice, the return of the sunlight, and the return of the ease. He said, of course, those in the southern hemisphere, you were in summer solstice, and you were experiencing the opposite. He says, it is a cycle, isn't it? It's a very fun cycle. Keep up the breath, and feel the ease. Feel the ease and know who you are. He said, my dears, when you relax and flow in this ease, he says, you must not squint yourself up to become powerful. He says, because then that's when you cut it off. Flow in the ease and allow the power. Then you flow into that what you call now, what you call the unknown consciousness. Just remember what Yogi Bhajan said. The unknown is known to me. The unknown is known to me. In other words, flow into what feels as though it is unknown and let it flow through you and count on the fact that it is known, that you know. You know. You don't have to worry up and down. You don't have to feel alone, confused. He says, you flow in this ease, and you know. He's not talking about necessarily words and theses and that, all that kind of thing. No, he's talking about you know. And as you know, then that is where your whole life flows from. Whether it be words, relationships, interactions, but you flow in ease, and that has the power then to flow with ease into your situations, your relationships, your life's, what you call your life's endeavors. The unknown is known to me. And breathe. And just feel what that is like. just feel what that is all about. Know it. And now allow that function, the functionality, become aware of it in every cell of your being, in every bit of your psyche. Allow this operation to continue to be active. Without worry about time, about limitations. This is not being irresponsible. This is being absolutely penultimate responsible. Breathing. And inhale, and exhale. Good. And being present. Being present. And now he's saying, of course, he's saying that he would like to hear from you. He would like to hear of your experience, either from the beginning, where your solution was found in experience, or from the experience of flowing and ease. So, in order to be heard, please press star 6. Star 6.
Say it again?
Yes, dear.
It's Omkar.
Yes.
I love, when we first came on, you know, I automatically felt the relaxation.
Mm-hmm.
And just the ease.
Talking about it?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Oh, good.
And I also saw Baba City Chan, so I know he was here. But, you know, I think that it's so important right now. It's like one of the most important things right now, and I'm finding in my own life and my own practice that, you know, through these times, especially through the holiday and the lunar eclipse and everything that's going on, that just finding that time to really relax into heart breath and to take life with flow of ease and relaxation.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was just so perfect. And then when you were going through what was supposed to come up, you know, about 2 days ago, I'd really have some things that came up, and through meditation and solstice last night, it just really beautifully flowed with ease. And so nothing really came up, and it just was so amazing, in a sense, just to feel relaxed, you know, and not have anything come up that was so, that had to be dealt with.
How wonderful.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Just live in it.
Yeah, and just living in the moment, you know, and to rise above, you know, of being in the world but not of it, you know, and that doesn't mean that we have to completely disconnect. You can know what's going on in the world, but you don't have to be a part of it. You know, you can rise above that. And
or
then I really...
Or you can participate in it with ease.
Right, exactly. That's kind of what I meant, you know, just, mm-hmm. yeah, do your part, but you don't have to be in the frustration and things that are going on in the world. You don't have to play that part.
Yes.
And then I loved what you said about the union and the union of the earth, because I felt like that so much of just, you know, coming through the crown chakra and, you know, feeling more of the etheric world and realms, and
mm-hmm.
Just really being able to channel that. And sometimes when I meditate, I really take it in through the crown chakra,
mm-hmm.
and then really see, like, pushing it in as a vessel into the earth and cycling it in and down and around. And I
mm-hmm.
think that helps us keep us grounded.
Mm-hmm. That's right. It's very important to bring the union of both heaven and earth.
Exactly. Right. And then the level of transcendence, you know, and that will bring a level of transcendence.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah,
good.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, dear. And that ease, you know, the word, the Gurmukhi word that we use is called Sahaj. And so
Sahaj.
You've heard of Sahaj Pad, which means that is a stage. That's a stage of spiritual development in which we live in ease because we live in this flow and we trust the flow. We believe the flow, and that's the power of it. Thank you, dear.
Oh, I love that. Thank you. Satnam.
Satnam. Now, who else can share? Oh, there's somebody. I know there's somebody. There was somebody who was starting to talk before.
I'm happy to share.
Good. Rahman, can you be a little louder?
Yes. Is that better?
It's a little better, yes.
Well, as often happens, about a third time, golf buddy Jesus wants to kind of give his version of the same teaching. And in the Gospels recorded that Jesus said, "Come unto me, all you who labor, and I will give you rest." And in the Aramaic, that might mean, "Come into the teachings that I represent, and you will experience refreshment." And very neat at this time when the birth of the Christ is honored in the mainstream flow, and perhaps some of us wish to help the functionality of those organizations that have built up around the teachings of the great ones. In my search to understand the Trinity, it's the Holy Spirit, the breath, called Ruha, that is one of the three of the Trinity, and it is thought to be the feminine one, and it is the breeze of the beach. It's breathing with the breeze of the beach.
oh, isn't that fun?
Yeah, and allowing that to be the way that the physicality of our humanity is at oneness with the ultimate source, the unknown, the flow of the breath.
So I
appreciate this gift of Baba Sirichan because it helps me to re-see the whole celebration of the birth of the Christ in a way that is more joyous for me and allows me to let go of the old baggage around the ring-a-ding lingers.
Good.
I thank you and he very much.
Okay, thank you, dear. And someone else.
Argoben.
Yes, Argoben.
Hey, Sinigyan, what came to me was the solution for all problems is Gobinde, Mukande, Udare, Apare, Harian, Karyan, Nirname, Agame.
Ooh, wonderful.
And the other thing I wanted to talk about was, that came to me too, was last week on the web.
Mm-hmm.
I really like that with the web. And Guru Ravi Kaur wrote me an email and told me that there's a little boy that he can't breathe without oxygen. Every time they take him off the oxygen, he can't eat or anything. They have to put him right back on it.
Oh,
so what I did was I imagined myself being in that web and sending prana to his lungs, and I could really feel that connection to him.
Oh, how wonderful. And so when you say the web, you're talking about what we were talking about, like the spider's web of consciousness.
Spider web, yes, yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, not the World Wide Web, no.
Yeah, okay. Good. Okay, and then when you did this, what happened?
Oh, well,
when you imagine the pano,
I could just feel a connection to him, you know? I could just feel that I was really connected along that web.
Ah, wonderful. Wonderful. What a gift for both of you.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you.
And someone else? Oh, Okay, so now, last week, you know, I called on Sadanam, and I'm going to call on her again. Sadanam, are you there?
I was unmuting. What did you say?
I said I called on you last week, and do you want to talk about your experience from last week, or do you want to talk about today?
I actually have a question about, and it kind of ties in with, like, connecting with the soul. I had this, like, revelation yesterday about how the past couple of years I've, like, been, like, in the trenches of human existence, like I've never experienced before. I've never really gotten down and dirty. And I had this thought that it's like the jet stream is like collective consciousness, that we can drop down into that and flow with that, but it gets really dirty. And so I didn't get beyond that. You know, it was almost like this, are we going to flow into this jet stream of collective consciousness? Or where else is there? You know, like there's like, I know there's a higher jet stream or something, but they're not separate either. So I need some clarity on that.
He says, when we come into a human existence, we are in the jet stream of humanity, of human consciousness. That is simply the way it is. But what you're talking about is very similar to what he was talking about earlier. And he was talking about, I forget exactly how he put it, but it was like being in an atmosphere, in a flow of consciousness, and he was talking about the purity of it. He says, now, and whereas we might think of, you know, the jet stream of human consciousness being sort of full of all smoky particles and things, okay? So he says, you don't flow out of it. You don't go on the outside of it. You do not separate yourself from it.
Okay.
He says, what you do is you, he says, within it, he says, within it there are frequencies. Let me think of how to explain this, what he's showing. He says, you remain in it, but you bring to it, there's an intensity in this ease, in this flow, that acts as a transformer. It acts sort of like an electromagnet, you might say, to, you know, I think in chemistry they call it scrubbing. You know, on those smokestacks, they put scrubbers on the smokestacks. But what it does is it attracts those particles, this frequency, this flow, the power of the light attracts those particles to the light so that they may come to the frequency of that light and therefore transform. He says, that's what purity is about. That's what purity is about. He says, you know the name Khalsa means pure. He says, this is the actual operation of purity, or nirmal, without stain. Did you all understand that?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so that's what it's about. It's not about separating or rising above, but it is bringing, with your ease, you bring the intensity of the light, which is not, you know, usually we think of high voltage, you know, as being more frenetic and so on. He says, it's quite the opposite. He says, you go into greater ease, and the greater ease brings the power of the light, and then the light becomes the scrubber, so to speak. Does that answer it?
Yes, and also the thought that we can not do that also and get get into the muck of things also.
Yeah, just stay in the pollution of it.
Mm-hmm.
He says, well, it's up to you. It's, you know, there's no up or down, right or wrong. He says, you got a choice.
But I almost had this thought, too, that sometimes we need to experience that in order to be compassionate and know what other people are going through, too.
Very much so. Very much so. Good. Okay. Thank you so much, dear.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. Okay. So he says, it's been ring-a-ling-licious being with all of you. And he says, don't forget, we are together, he says, over these holidays and over the, he calls it the hump of the hurt. let's see, well, sir, what do you mean by that? He says, by getting through, he says there are massive decisions to be made over these holidays in terms of your relationships, in terms of your building yourself and building your future. He says, I am with you to penetrate those, to open them up to the healing ease of it. He says, don't forget it, I'm here, and I'm breathing with you. I am breathing in you and as you. He says, please take advantage of that. That's my gift to you, he says. Breath, that spirit, that breath is called Pavan. Pavan. The Holy Spirit, like Rahmani said. Okay, and we will be here next week. Okay, bless you all. Love you all. Have a light, ease and light. Wishing you ease and light. Sat Nam.
Sat Nam.
Oh, we have to do our song. I nearly forgot. Something was missing. Oh, my God. Is Kay
Hart
here?
I'm here.
Oh, good. Okay. Now, listen to this wonderful song that we are singing to each other. And sing it, please, Kay Hart.
We done?
Yes. Is Kay Hart here?
No, this is Har Kamal Kar.
Oh, okay. Bless you, dear. Okay, so here we go. Sing it to one another and to our own selves. Okay, inhale. May the long-time sun shine upon you, all around you, and guide your way on. Inhale. And bless you all. Live in your coziness and your light. Bless you all, Satnam.
Bless you, Satnam.